Please tell me a story about an experience you've had with coyotes in Vermont.
One story that actually relates to two different experiences would be once when I was out hunting with my younger son, Kevin, and we had set up the decoys in the field and were down in the blinds, and unexpectedly had a coyote come up on the decoys within about 25 to 30 yards of us. And when I came up, I was debating on whether or not to shoot, but I knew there were a lot of geese down on the creek, so I didn't want to scare them off. And it was a pretty neat experience to see him, have him come in that close and not be on a hunt for him. And then a very similar situation actually just this year with my other son, Jacob. And we had been out turkey hunting, just got done getting set up where we were going to stage, and a coyote came up within about 10 to 15 feet of him. And that one we were much closer to actually taking a shot at because of the fact that he seemed to pose more of a threat, was not intimidated or concerned about us being there, even once he saw us. Jacob almost shot him. Same type of thing, though, where we knew the turkeys were on roost and didn't want to ruin a day's hunt. So neither time did we take a shot.
Can you explain why this story was meaningful to you?
Because I absolutely love to be out in the woods and the cornfields and spending time with my kids. I think it's important as far as the heritage, the culture, and just the time that you're not on your phone, you're not on computers, you're not answering that type of stuff. It's just real conversation and a very enjoyable time to me. It's relaxing.
Now let's talk about coyotes more generally. Can you rank your experience of coyotes in Vermont on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being negative and 10 being positive?
I would say probably about a 3 for me. That's simply because of the fact that I'm kind of neutral on the hunting aspect of it. There's only been one or two occasions where I've actually gone out hunting coyotes. But the negative impact that they have on the wildlife in the area. So they eat the eggs for the ducks, they eat the eggs for the geese, they chase the deer and drive them, push them. So the things that I enjoy hunting and the activities that I enjoy doing outdoors, the coyote population in some instances negatively impacts that experience by reducing the game that's out there.
Can you explain why you ranked your experience that way?
Again, just that the negative impact that they have on the other game that I enjoy hunting.
We're almost done. I just have a few quick background questions for you now. Think back to the coyote story that you shared. Can you tell me where it took place?
The one with Kevin was down in Addison near Dead Creek. And the one with Jacob was actually in Williston, Vermont.
And can you tell me what year your coyote story took place in?
The one with Kevin would have been 2014, 2015, thereabouts, I would estimate. And the one with Jacob was in 2020.
What kinds of things do you do outside for work or for recreation?
When there's time, I really enjoy anything outside, whether it's a hike with my family, going out hunting, skiing, canoeing, kayaking, out on the lake, when we take the boat out. All of those are very enjoyable experiences, so I absolutely love to be outside.
How long have you lived in Vermont?
50 years.
What town do you live in?
Williston.
What year were you born in?
1970.
What is your gender?
Male.
What is your ethnicity?
Caucasian.
You're done. Thank you so much for your story and your time.